This is the Celt Father, Mark Gunn. I'm Celtic geek musician and your podcast host. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about the Celtic invasion of Cornwall for 2016. But first, I have a Celtic music spotlight. It's Briabach. I'll admit right now that I'm not entirely sure if I pronounced that name correctly. The band is out of Glasgow, Scotland, and they have a new CD called Urlar. Okay, not new, that new, 2013. And they describe themselves as the haunting strains of twin bagpipes have become a defining signature of Briabach, a chiming herald of Scottish folk being embraced by a new generation. The energetic five-piece deliver a thrilling and unique brand of contemporary folk music, and those who have seen their live show will see why the group has earned international recognition on the world and roots music scene as one of the UK's most dynamic and influential bands. And a personal fact, their piper, Callum McCrimmon, came directly from the legendary piping lineage of the McCrimmons, who were the hereditary pipers to the MacLeods of Dunvegan in Skye. There you go. You can find them, of course. There's a link in the show notes which will take you to how you can listen to them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I've played, I think, three tracks from them over the past couple months, so go check them out. Fantastic band. I love the sound that they've created, too. All right, so I was trying to think of what kind of news I had to share, and I don't have a whole lot, but I want to let you know of a few things. First off, I updated the Gunrunners webpage on my website. It's now Join the Gunrunners, and of course it talks a little bit about how to become a patron of my art and music and such, and which of course supports this podcast and all the musical endeavors I do. Go check it out. Let me know if you have any thoughts or questions or any corrections, the things that I screwed up on. I'd love to hear feedback. I did just put a bunch of CDs in the mail today. So if you ordered something or a shirt recently in the past couple months, you should be getting it. I have not taken care of my Saints over on my Celtic Music Podcast Patreon page, but that will be coming soon too. I guess it's probably going to happen after Gen Con, because I still have a bunch of things to get ready for. The 3-hour episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast featuring a 10-year retrospective of the podcast, it's done, and it was incredible. Putting it together was a challenge, a big challenge. I was going through, 10 hours of music, and what I did, of course, was to pick, all my favorite songs from this list and put those into the show, and some of the more popular ones as well. It's sort of a mix of those two things, and it was, like I said, it was a challenge. I got down to 3 hours, and I'm like, I can't do anymore. Okay, gotta get it. Okay, or I got down to like 5 hours, actually, and I said, I can't do anymore, and then I got down, scrolled down all the way down to 3 hours, or like 3.5 hours or 4 hours, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna stop here, and finally, I got down to about 3 hours and 10 minutes, which, when you start bringing tracks next to each other, so it's not like, it's not like a CD where there's like 2-3 seconds of silence before each track. When you merge it together, it came out to just about 3 hours, or a little bit less than 3 hours. Plus, I added in, of course, lots and lots of comments. I think there are 24, 25 voicemails that people that were submitted. I had over like 70. This is the other challenge. The next big step in creating this podcast was cutting, listening to all 70 voicemails, picking the ones that, I can't say that they were the best. There were some good, really good ones that I posted in that show, but there's not all of them were like the best. They were just some I picked. Some of them because of the people. I put one from Jan Sinkush and Kirsty in Estonia and Anna, all of these people who are on my Celtic Invasion vacations, because I know them, and I really appreciated them being, taking the time to do this. And some of them also I know are like introverts, and they're like, I don't want to do this again, and you can't make me. So I really appreciate those people who took the time to do that. So, but the plus side of all this was that after finishing it, I was like, well, I'm going to do a bonus show, which will be just the voicemail, because I didn't want to have 70 voicemail in one show. So I started creating it, and I grabbed some more tracks from the past 10 years and kept on putting more tracks in. I started off with like 6, and then all of a sudden I didn't want to, have too long of people just going on. So I broke it up with more music. And then I ended up with like 11 or 12 tracks in the show. And I was like, that ends in like an hour and 20 minutes. And I was like, that's a show. So on the bright side, since Gen Con is this week, this kind of worked out well because I ended up putting together an extra, the next show, next Thursday's show is already done and in the queue. And you'll be getting that in the very near future. So it was fun. It was a fun little challenge, though. And that the week after that, I'll do an all new show of music. Let's see, the Celtic Top 20 is I need your votes. The reason I was able to do this show, it was because I had people voting each and every month or every year or something. And I really need lots of votes in order to make this happen. And more than just, you know, 5. I'd love it. If I can get 20 votes in each, you know, each month, at least, then I would have a full, I should have a good full show. That's kind of sad. I know it's kind of sad saying that, but I mean, 20 votes, you'd think that you could get a lot more. But unfortunately, the nature of the podcast beast is that people don't really want to, you know, they're out and about. You know, I listen to all my podcasts while driving, sometimes while exercising. That's a good lesson right there on how to get people. What I should do is try to do phone call votes. Maybe that'd be the best way to do this. You can just call in and you can cast your vote for something. But I don't, that's not my preference. So we'll see. I might come up with an alternative in the future, but right now this is what I have. So go vote. Go vote. And now if you notice, there's a new sponsor for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, myirishjewelers.com, and there's a special URL that will give you a 10% discount. You'll find it in these show notes as well as the next one. Before I get to the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall, that discount is available through July 10th. The end of July 2015. Before I get to the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall, I want to let you know about upcoming shows. I only have one that's really on my radar right now, which is Gen Con. And I have, four shows scheduled. Firefly Drinking Songs, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs, and then there's a Friday Night Live where I'll be doing a showcase feature as well. And a lot of the tickets are already gone, but there's still some available, so if you want to be a part of it, come do that. Also, it's going to be interesting this year because I got a couple of things I'm doing different at Gen Con. First off, I'm bringing a lot of back catalog CDs. So if there's a CD that you've been wanting to own, I may have a copy of it at Gen Con at my table. Ask for it. I'm going to have probably a special box that's just going to be the other CDs, the ones that I don't typically promote that are out of print or that were out of print or just aren't super popular, but they're still cool. And, you know, I have there's Going for Brogue. I have a Tribute to Love, some older albums that I don't do, of course, Soul of a Harper. So come by my table. I'm going to have a great time sharing all that with you. And I'm going to have a great time at the convention, so I hope you'll come join me. Now it's time. Where did information go? I had it all loaded up for a Celtic invasion of Cornwall. I have just finished the itinerary. I was looking for input. I haven't gotten much thus far, but I'm really excited about this invasion for a number of reasons. It took me a while to wrap my head around it. Just like most things, it takes me a while to really figure out what I want to do. And Cornwall, it turns out there's a lot of King Arthur-based legends and lore. And, you know, the first Renaissance festival I ever worked at was Excalibur Fantasy Fair. And, of course, it was Arthurian-based. And I started learning and studying a lot about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table during that time. I was getting big into the history and legends, and it was really exciting. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I found and fell in love with Heather Dale's music, because of her King Arthur-based songs. And she actually wrote a bunch of stories, and I published them through the Excalibur Fantasy Fair website and newsletter, and it was really neat. And so this has gotten me a little bit on that. Of course, Cornwall was one of the places the Celts were shoved to during when the Anglo-Saxons came into England. And so they were pushed into this little corner. And so there's some Celtic culture there. And that is the part that I'm still a little hazy about, but I'm going to find out about. I plan to have a tour guide who will introduce us to that. But let me tell you what I have for the itinerary thus far. So we're going to fly into London. And then everyone's going to meet up, and then we'll drive out to Stonehenge and have lunch somewhere in that vicinity. Maybe it might even be a packed lunch of some sort. I might do that. I think that'd be really neat to just have a picnic. Of course, that means actually going out and buying all the groceries and stuff, but that shouldn't be a problem. Then we're going to keep driving all the way to Cornwall, where we will, I usually make dinner, I have my famous pasta recipe, and then I play music for my invaders. The next day, this is going to be a little bit different. So I haven't figured out. The second day that we arrive is supposed to be a tour guide day. That way we get a little bit of history and legends of the region. And that might be still the case, but it might not, because it occurred to me that it's Sunday, it's a weekend. There are festivals happening, so I'm going to look into some festivals, and I'm going to, if we can make it happen, then we will do a festival day where we're going to go visit a local festival of some sort and, enjoy the music and culture of what's happening at that point in time. And then Monday, we'll do the actual tour guide where we get the legends and history of King Arthur and the Celts and whatever, all the stuff that's happening on the invasion. So Monday, if that doesn't happen or whatever, we're going to go to Tintagel, I'm not sure how that's pronounced, which is the legendary home of Camelot, the home of King Arthur. And there are a bunch of little sites along the north coast of Cornwall, so we're going to probably explore some of that. Now, Tuesday, this is different. So when I started these Celtic invasion vacations, the idea is a vacation. We should come away from these trips feeling a little bit more relaxed and joyful and happy. Now, we have typically had at least one day where we have a late start, and this is my plan is to do the same here. In fact, it's going to be, we might actually split into a couple groups, depending on how many people are showing up and what people want to do. What I've been wanting to do since I've started these for years now was to go horseback riding along the coast of some place awesome. I wanted to do it in Ireland. Galway was the first place. No, it was Dingle that was like tried to make it happen. There are weight restrictions, unfortunately. I don't remember what they are, like 250 pounds or something like that. But nevertheless, I'm going to make something happen. So some of us might go horseback riding. Others might just go visit some more local sites. And then in the evening, we'll go have dinner. We might find a local session, or we might just have our own Celtic session back at the cottage. And we talked about this last year. We had one, actually, this past year. And it was fun. So, bring some song lyrics. If you have an instrument, a small instrument preferably, bring some of those. We might just see about bringing one guitar if multiple people want to play guitar. Obviously my auto harp's free to play, but it'd be a great opportunity for us to just relax and have, a little crack in the Irish sense here. Fun. on Wednesday, that's the time that we're going to, again, it's a lot of local stuff, but then in the evening we're going to bring in a Celtic band of some sort. I don't know what that will entail. I don't know the band yet, who's going to happen, but I will let you know as soon as I have that. Of course, I'm going to make dinner, and it'll be a relaxed evening. It'll be a busy day starting off early and having fun throughout the day, but we'll get back to the house probably about 3 so I can start making dinner. And that way I can actually enjoy the band, which would be awesome. But then we're going to go and enjoy a Celtic band. Thursday, we drive to Dartmoor National Park, or we might visit the Isle of Scilly. And that's going to be those are the big adventures trip. We'll see how that works out. Still working on the details. And of course, I'll do my final concert, because on Friday we rise early, drive to Glastonbury to see the Chalice Well, which is more Arthurian history and lore, and then we're going to find a hotel near London and enjoy some sights around there. Someone suggested going to see the Monty Python exhibit in London, Holy Grail exhibit, so we might do that. And of course, Saturday we fly home. So that's the itinerary. You might note that there's not a whole lot of specifics. Now, if you've been following my Celtic invasion stuff for a while, you know that it's shy on a lot of specifics, because my plan here these trips are not about what you see. It's about vacation. It's about the people. It's about the music that I get to provide and that others get to provide. It's about community. That's what these trips are all about. So, obviously, the itinerary is light. And as soon as I get more details, I will share them. But I can guarantee you it's going to be an exciting trip. I don't think I've had one that wasn't a lot of fun in one form or another. And I hope you can join me next year. Now, this itinerary, you can sign up for it. Well, starting today, let's just go ahead and say starting today, you can send in your application to join, which includes a $325 non-refundable deposit. And then, of course, the full price for the trip is $2,375, so $2,050 after the deposit. And, of course, if you want a room to yourself, it costs extra. And so, yeah, that's the details of this trip. And now, one of the changes that I'm hoping to do, and I haven't confirmed this yet, is I hope to have an actual van driver, an official driver for this trip. We'll see if that happens. But I might do it. I might end up driving once again, which I've done for the past few years. We just don't know. Now, of course, the price of this trip does not include travel to London. That's all on you. Everything else, though, is pretty much, most of it's covered by me. You can find all the details in the show notes at CelticInvasion.com, and there's a link in the show notes. So I hope you enjoyed this little glimpse at next year's itinerary, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you will be too. I'd love your feedback. You can subscribe to the show, go to iTunes, or go to KeltFather.com, where you can also join my mailing list. Now, of course, the show is sponsored by my patrons at MarkGunn.net, and of course, that helps take care of everyone here, all my family and friends, and helps pay the bills. Like I said, I mentioned the whole Gunrunners page. You can find out some of the details of what all the money goes for, where it goes over there. And Kenzie's dropping stuff over there. Say hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
Kenzie, do you have anything important to say?
No.
No? What? Do you have any new Legos or anything?
I have new Legos.
What's with your new Legos?
A campfire.
A campfire?
And squirrel and a tree.
Uh-huh.
And even have some toys that I already have.
Yeah, I know. It's a fun little thing. There's a boat. You can go fishing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
He even has a fish and a fishing pole.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So you can fish. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and we'll probably play that a little bit more later today. Yeah. So you can post feedback in the show notes. Use the hashtag KeltFather on social media and email me mark@markgunn.com. That, of course, is MARCGUNN. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you later. Sláinte.